This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Our investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Light signals and crossing gates at the crossings with an estimated total cost of around $500,000. Funding for 95% of the signal design and construction costs will come from the Grade Crossing Protection Fund, with CN contributing the rest and covering all future maintenance expenses. The Decatur Area Arts Council is hosting the Decatur Craft Beer Festival in Central Park on May 11th from noon to 4. Main festival event tickets are $40, offering access to an afternoon of beer tasting and entertainment. There's also a VIP event on the 10th from 7 to 10 p.m. Learn more at NowDecatur.com. And for more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit NowDecatur.com.
A meeting with China's leader.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken just finished that a short time ago, saying in Beijing,
"The United States is very clear-eyed about the challenges posed by the PRC and about our competing visions for the future."
Chinese President Xi Jinping says they must find common ground to avoid vicious competition, but Blinken says the U.S. has concerns about trade and artificial intelligence and China supplying Russia with manufacturing materials for its war in Ukraine.
"A defense industrial base that is churning out rockets, drones, tanks, and other weapons that President Putin is using to invade a sovereign country."
Former President Trump will return to court this morning for more testimony at his first criminal trial in New York, charged with falsifying records and payments to keep an alleged affair quiet before the 2016 election. He calls it political persecution.
"Open your eyes. Then we can't let this continue to happen to our country."
We don't know when the Supreme Court will rule on the Trump claim that he should be immune from prosecution for acts taken while he was in office. Justice Sonia Sotomayor was skeptical about making that too broad.
"There's some things that are so fundamentally evil that they have to be protected against."
But Justice Brett Kavanaugh said at yesterday's hearing,
"This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country."
The special counsel in the Trump federal 2020 election-related case argues that former president trying to overturn Joe Biden's victory were not official acts. The anti-Israel protests have spread to more college campuses, California, to Texas, Massachusetts, down to Georgia, where police made arrests at Emory University.
Officers handcuffed protesters on the ground. Law enforcement tasered demonstrators, deployed pepper spray, and hauled away protesters.
That's Christopher King with Fox 5 TV in Atlanta. USC in California, they have canceled the main graduation ceremony. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifle, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
As the abortion rights debate rages, with President Biden and Democrats making it a top issue in his reelection campaign, he's facing more pushback from Republicans over Biden administration abortion policy.
GOP attorneys general from 17 states, including Tennessee and Arkansas, suing to block federal rules set to take effect in June, entitling workers to time off for abortions, claiming the rules are an illegal interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin saying in a statement, business owners will face federal lawsuits if they don't accommodate employees' abortions, even if those abortions are illegal under state law. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says the law does not require employers or work-based health care plans to cover abortion-related costs, only requiring time off for an abortion or recovery, which does not have to be paid. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, there could be a rebound. Stock futures are rising up more than 100 points for the Nasdaq. The day after the Nasdaq dropped 100, the Dow plunged 375 on worry about a slowing economy. The NFL draft started last night, and as expected,
with the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams.
Commissioner Roger Goodell's next two pick announcements on ESPN were also quarterbacks. Washington took Jaden Daniels from LSU. New England selected Drake May out of North Carolina. Six of the top 12 picks were QBs. The next two rounds of the NFL draft are tonight. In the NBA playoffs, Denver put the LA Lakers and LeBron James on the brink of elimination. The defending champion Nuggets now lead that series 3-0. Philadelphia beat New York. Orlando blew out Cleveland, but the 76ers and the Magic still trail in those series 2-1. In the NHL playoffs, Carolina beat the New York Islanders again to go up 3-0. Florida went up 3-0 on Tampa Bay. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, JR from Speed Lube here again, reminding all of our clients how much we appreciate you and the services we provide that others may not. Here at Speed Lube, you have the choice to stay in your vehicle or wait in our lobby while we perform the service for you. Our full service includes a multi-point inspection that entails checking differential and transfer case fluids, along with all the other vital fluids underneath the hood. We also vacuum the floorboards, wash the exterior windows, and correct your tire inflation. All of this while providing a premium Pennzoil product. Thank you, Decatur and surrounding areas, for your 43-plus years of patronage. We look forward to seeing you again.
Good morning. Here's a look at your news. Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy and a high of 66. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a low of 63. Saturday, that chance of rain and thunderstorms continue, mostly cloudy and breezy, high of 80. And Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 47 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06. Happy Friday.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Sun is coming up. Very excited to be here. Our DPS 61 Spotlight returns. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and howdy do. Welcome to the program. Hope you're having a great start to your day as we are back in studios after a little road trip to the Children's Museum. I want to thank everyone yesterday, not only all of our guests and the people who were out to be with us on the air, but all of you who bought some $16,000 worth of tickets supporting the Duck Derby and the Children's Museum. Thank you very, very, very much. Kathy Briggs, the MAP art teacher and secretary of the board, Andrew Jordan and his daughter Audrey, which was a blast. Shatavion, Goforth, who else? Drew Lewandowski, Dr. Juanita Morris, all the folks.
And Debbie.
Who were out to support the Children's Museum yesterday. Podcasts are all available on the website at nowdecatur.com. It was a lovely, lovely, lovely day. What a great creative space to start your morning very early, you know, at 6 o'clock and get to spend three lucky hours, out there, helping to support the cause. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And I will say the magic of that place, you know, right now it feels like morning, you know, just a normal morning, like it got up not too long ago.
It's going to be a pretty one, though.
It is going to be pretty. Yesterday, the moment I walked in there, it felt like it was the middle of my day, you know, because of the happy, just the colors, the vibe, the energy. Like, it just felt like, all right, I'm already into things. It's there's something magical about that place, and it's awesome to get to support it, and it's even more amazing when the kids are in there making all the noise and learning and playing and doing everything that's wonderful about kids.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You can go to cmofil.org to purchase your ducks. Now, they're available all the way to the day of, with the caveat that they could sell out.
That's right.
So you might as well get them now.
Right. Oh, yeah. You don't want to.
And if they're available there that day, sure, that's fine. If you want to, for superstitious reasons, add on a few right at the very end, but you never know.
That is always my strategy. Get in so that you don't miss it. And then if there's something left and you're compelled, you're feeling the mojo, go again.
Yeah, there you go. And Nick's won like three times. So, maybe a good strategy to follow. I'm going to argue with that. Hey, we'll get to the draft. I didn't watch any of it last night. To be quite honest, it just sort of slipped my mind. It's not top of mind the way it is with you and Mark and other people. I don't have a team.
Yep.
I'm not rooting against anyone, but I don't feel like I've got any emotional attachment to whatever happens. It's interesting to me, you know, who goes where and how all the pieces fall together, but not compelling to me enough for me to break it out last night and watch it. How was the presentation, first and foremost?
Yeah, okay.
The broadcast.
Sure. It was held in Detroit.
Okay.
Outdoors with a throne together.
Everybody was outside?
Yeah. They have like
a little dicey, isn't it? Well, in Detroit, Michigan,
they do this like tent sort of thing for the stage that is probably the size of half of a football field.
Okay.
So all the stuff could happen and everybody else is far enough outside that they'd leave in the rain, but the presentation itself would not go, get stopped due to rain. It was in downtown. Somebody said hundreds of thousands of people. It looked like a whole sea of people until the Lions picked and then
everybody
everybody left because they picked pretty late. They brought out Eminem at the beginning, Detroit, famous person.
Yeah.
Brought out the Lions, had a band on stage. The green room was huge. The suits were good and stylish. I mean, it was a lot of fun. The presentation was very good. Roger Goodell, his speaking ability, he's a good speaker. He had a lot of flubs. Nothing that anybody would.
Names?
Just reading his line. I mean, he messed up like 60 times, all minor ones.
Okay.
But he's usually really pretty tight.
Off his game last night.
Yeah, just minor quibble. Nobody else probably will mention it.
All right.
That's really
any major surprises.
My team is dominating the headlines.
Okay, good or bad?
Well, let me come back to that one. out of the first 12 picks, 6 of them were quarterbacks. The first 14 players were all offensive.
All right.
So defense was not important to anybody. My team signed Kirk Cousins to a $200 million contract and drafted a quarterback 8th overall.
Ooh.
That could have arguably been the 24th ranked quarterback or player overall.
And that's
Michael Penix Jr.
Okay.
From Washington.
Yeah.
And so they are taking one.
So do they think Kirk Cousins is fragile?
No, it's the guy for the future.
Okay.
And they notified Kirk.
How often does that work?
Worked for the Packers. It's only been tried a few times.
Did it work for the Packers?
Yeah.
It worked twice. You're talking about, okay.
It worked twice. Yeah, Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worked. That's an easy one to point to now.
Yeah, but that was a different day. I mean, you go back to the Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers anyway. Yep. You know, he sat on the bench for a while.
Kirk Cousins has a 4-year contract. They can get out after two.
It's very strange.
It is very strange.
Looking through the thing, there were a number of strange things to me. I thought the Patriots, what would they have? Third?
Yeah, they drafted their guy of the future.
Drake May. I mean, how many guys of the future have they had since Brady?
They had one, and then he got ruined when Bill Belichick put a defensive coordinator and special teams coach.
I know. But they had, you know, Garoppolo. I mean, there were a lot of, the futures at New England. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. So a lot of quarterbacks. I know it was a pretty quarterback heavy draft, meaning there were, six or seven of these guys that were, all considered to be pretty good NFL prospects. But every time I feel like when we have one of these drafts where there's a whole lot of quarterbacks, you go back 10 years later and most of them were bust.
Yeah, 1983 being the exception, with like three Hall of Famers and four guys that went to the Super Bowl. That's Elway, Marino, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
back to the Brady draft.
Yeah.
And find out where all the quarterbacks that were ahead of him, I mean, by miles.
You just mentioned Mac Jones, not by name, but that was the Patriots guy. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, all of the quarterbacks, there were five, I think, taken in that draft. Four of them have been traded for like sixth or seventh round draft picks.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if this one feels that way. No surprise at number one, the Bears did exactly what they were expected to do with Caleb Williams from USC. Any other big surprises?
There's one that I think would be interesting to you. The Buffalo Bills and the Chiefs made a trade at the back end of the draft. The Chiefs, everybody thought they would be looking for a wide receiver. The Bills trading their star wide receiver, they'd be looking for one. But the Bills let the Chiefs move up to grab the fastest wide receiver in combine history. I was there that day. So if you're the Bills and you can't get over the Chiefs, you just gave them the fastest wide receiver in the draft.
Maybe.
That's a little weird.
I've heard plenty of people say that the most talented person in the draft this year was the number 4 pick for the Arizona Cardinals, which is Marvin Harrison Jr., that he may end up being, I mean, all of the attention paid to the quarterbacks, this may be the NFL guy with the biggest career.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He looks every bit of ready. The Bears had a great night. Mark will get into this more than I will. They got the top pick, the quarterback, and then gave him a very, very good wide receiver target at number 9. They had a nice night by all accounts.
Yeah, they're just going to have to find a stadium to play in.
that's right.
Details.
Yeah, it was overall
details.
Pretty fun.
All right. Well, see, I got enough out of that. That was enough for me there. Topper will put a little candle on top of the cake for us at 7:30, and we'll get his thoughts on that. And I didn't have to spend the entire night watching it. No. Congratulations to Golden Fox Brewing. Are you familiar with the Golden Fox?
Yeah, of course.
They're a local place.
Right there on Pershing.
They won a gold award at the 2024 World Beer Cup.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I don't know anything about this world, the brewing world. Mm-hmm. I mean, enough to know, it's a very talented sort of laden field, and there's all kinds of great stuff. And we got a lot of people. We were just talking about another one yesterday, helping out the Children's Museum with Brewworks. But evidently, this was at the Venetian in Las Vegas, April 24th. They had a big World Beer Cup award ceremonies, and they give awards to 110 beer style categories. And so this is the most prestigious beer competition in the world. And our very own Golden Fox was awarded the gold award in the American style Imperial Stout beer style category. Now you're going to have to maybe, I don't know, you don't even drink, so probably not the guy to translate. It's called Furious Fox is the label. a black in color ale with aromas and flavors of coffee, dark fruit, plum, prunes, fig, molasses, oak chocolate, light roast. And that category was the Gold Award was awarded to our very own Golden Fox Brew. It's like they named their name. Like, I mean, they were like sort of projecting this.
Yeah, of course we're gold.
We're golden.
Yeah, we're here to get our gold star.
To be more golden.
Yeah. Yeah, aptly named. Good job, guys.
This is often referred to, according to the press release, as the Olympics of beer. The Beer World Cup recognizes international brewing excellence. This year's winners were selected by an international panel of 280 beer judges from 37 countries. There were 9,300 total entries from 2,060 breweries, and 50 total countries were evaluated. So to win an award, what did I tell you? It was out of 130?
Yeah.
110
categories, 110
categories, yep. With literally 9,300 entries, with 2,060 breweries from over 50 countries. That's absolutely amazing.
It is. And you're talking about sheer volume. So, I mean, not in the terms of malice, but there's no way of being like attached to a brewery indicator and the judges are on the take. It's blind test.
Well, started in Iliopolis, yeah. Back in 2016. Yeah. And you know, a lot of people refer to themselves as the Olympics of something. And then you kind of go behind the scenes and you go, oh yeah, there were 14 people.
No, this is huge.
This is a big deal.
Yeah. I'm familiar with the event, but I'm a non-drinker, and I'll tell you, 110 categories, the nuance of beer drinking and the enthusiast to know all the differences and the types and the origination of the ingredients and the process. I mean, it is so massive, the mm-hmm. industry. So that's a great get. I call that like a Michelin star. You know what I mean?
That's a little fancy, but yes, I know what you mean. Congratulations. That took place at the Craft Brewers Conference and Brew Expo America.
Yeah.
At the Venetian, in Las Vegas. So probably a big deal. This stuff is lost on me, all the different, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
the plums and the, you know, but man, I know people who really, really, really are into this.
Yeah, and people that like the base of a beer, and then now it's like, oh, I'm a bigger fan of, like we learned yesterday, tangerine or plum. Mm-hmm. That's what you'd gravitate to. And then, man, keep an award-winning beer on tap. That's going to probably go pretty fast if it doesn't already.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Kudos and congrats. Hometown guys do good. Always excited about that. All right, we got to take a break. When we get back here, there is a lot to get to on this Friday. We have, as I mentioned, Angela in a little later today. I've got some Reggie Bush questions. Not really questions. It is what it is. They said, all right, we had different rules then. We have different rules now. We're giving you back your Heisman Trophy. But wasn't the Heisman Trophy why they lost the national championship and then scholarships and then put the program, you know, Pete Carroll darts to the NFL? And I mean, how do you put the genie back in the bottle? Or is it just the trophy that gets handed over?
It's a good question. It's a very good question.
Because one started all of the rest. And you had the rules then. The rules are different now. I get all that. I don't have any problem with handing the guy the trophy back at all. I mean, it's like, well, this marijuana is now legal, but you're in jail for the marijuana you did, you know, 15 years ago. All right, make it right. But it all seems so stupid to me.
Yeah, on the surface, I'd agree.
I mean, just arbitrary. Like, well, yeah, okay, forget all that. Here you go. We welcome you back. We're happy to have you back. And it was 2005, in fairness, longer ago than you kind of think it was, right?
Yeah.
We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy with a high of 66 tonight. Another chance of rain and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low of 63. Saturday, again, chance of rain, chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and breezy, high of 80. Sunday, you guessed it, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 47 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:23. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank Staley Credit Union.
Think banking is boring? Staley Credit Union would like a word. Sure, members count on us for lower rates on loans, higher rates on savings, and friendly service. But that's just the beginning. Think free checking, a top-notch mobile app, and so many loan options. Not to mention perks like our Berenstain Bears Cub Club for kids and theme park discounts. Say goodbye to boring banking and hello to membership. Visit staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Affordable Dentures and Implants Practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loke, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit devonamphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So Michael Comerford, the president of the Heisman Trophy Trust, said in a statement, "We are thrilled to welcome Reggie Bush back to the Heisman family in recognition of his collegiate accomplishments. We consider the enormous changes in college athletics over the last several years and deciding that now is the right time to reinstate the trophy for Reggie. We are so happy to welcome him back." All that language seems very odd to me.
Yeah, we're the ones who kicked you out, and we didn't want you, but we're so happy you're here.
Okay, but according to the rules at the time, he broke the rules.
Yep.
And lied about it. And I mean, you can make all the judgment you want one way or the other, and I'm not even doing that. I'm just saying those were the rules in place at the time. You couldn't be compensated. You couldn't be compensated under the table. There have been plenty of players and coaches and personnel, you know, in and around, agree with the rules, don't agree with the rules. You know, you may not like the seatbelt law, but if you get pulled over tomorrow and you're not wearing your seatbelt, you're going to get a ticket. And then 10 years from now, if they go, "Well, you know, we were wrong about that whole seatbelt thing," then you can go, "See, I'm justified."
Yeah, expunge that from my record.
That is what it is. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, he didn't get accused of something he didn't do.
Right. Yeah, that's, I mean, you're right. He's always maintained he never cheated, but that's not, he did break the rule as the rule was written.
I never thought he cheated the game of football, but he cheated the rules of football at the time. You know, you're getting $300,000 to live, you know, for housing.
Right.
Yeah, now, not a big deal. Caitlin Clark wrap up whatever she wants to in NIL money. And yeah, you're right, the rules have changed. And I don't have good for him. You know, as it's been pointed out by several sports commentators, and you don't have to be a sports fan to get the gist of this, no one ever took OJ's Heisman away from him.
No, but he once took his away from someone else. Went to jail for it.
All I'm saying is he did what they did back in the day because it wasn't allowed. He was punished, and now they're going, welcome back into the fold.
Yeah.
Good for him. I don't have any. I mean, I don't get wrapped up in this stuff emotionally.
Nope. He's a nice guy. I met him once. All accounts, he's a nice guy.
He's still got a lawsuit going on, too, by the way.
Yeah. Very talented.
You think he drops the lawsuit now and just kind of goes, "All right, we're all good."
Maybe. Yeah. His lawyer, he met his lawyer. Did you see this at a pool party at Gronk's house?
Okay. See.
Everybody else hooting and hollering. They're doing business.
Yeah. All right. I'd go home and ask a couple people about that. It's a good idea. I don't know. Anyway, yes, you're right. The rules have changed and now they are allowing the athletes to be compensated. But 2005, this was a no-no. And the university was punished a great deal for this. Did they get recompense? I mean, is there any sort of, I mean, I don't think you can go back and do anything about all the stuff you took away from them, which really put that program in the hole for quite a while.
And hasn't recovered really.
Well, certainly gotten a little better, but I mean, it got them. What do you do?
I don't know. I'm going to sneak this in 5 seconds. Caitlin Clark, big commercial last night for their first game on ESPN during the draft. And they showed a picture of her in a Chiefs jersey and all happy as a kid. So they're leaning in. So
what do you mean they?
ESPN.
Okay, ESPN or the Indiana Fever or
all the above.
Yep. Right, good. We'll take a break for a bottom of the hour news. A lot to get to here today, folks. Don't go anywhere.
This is RJ Crace with your stories. Now, History of the Heartland will launch its 6th annual Historic Preservation Week with a history showcase on May 18th. The showcase will feature tours of many well-known historic locations, including the Milliken Homestead, the Macon County History Museum, Mueller Museum, Staley Museum, and Oglesby Mansion. Families are welcome. Many venues offer interactive exhibits and activities for all ages. Find more at nowdecatur.com. The Macon County Conservation District, co-sponsored by the Decatur Area Audubon Society, will be celebrating Earth Day with the 43rd annual Festival of Spring tomorrow from noon to 4. The event includes bird banding, Sangamon River cleanup, Birds of Prey show, concessions, and more. For more info, go to nowdecatur.com. In other news, it's Friday. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website anytime. Once more, you can find us at nowdecatur.com.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. After more than 3 hours of arguments, it's possible the Supreme Court could have a lower court decide whether former President Trump was acting in an official capacity, trying to overturn election results, making him immune from prosecution on some charges.
Justices probed limits like accepting a bribe or even assassinating a political rival, as Justice Sonia Sotomayor put in a hypothetical.
Is that within his official acts that for which he's can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
Other justices worried about opening a precedent that does not shield presidents from abuse from overzealous prosecutors.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Biden administration is expected to announce today $6 billion in long-term defense contracts to provide Ukraine's military with weapons and equipment, including more air defense munitions. America's listening to Fox News.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you tires and batteries, trust and care, because we get you. So get out on the road and stay safe with quality automotive parts and service at unbeatable prices. Like $100 instant savings when you buy 4 Michelin, BF Goodrich, or Uniroyal tires. Save on select Kurt Swivel Jacks, $59.99. 10% off all Carlstar Lawn and Garden and Trailer tires. Plus, doorbusters, like $100 off a 40-gallon Reliance water heater. Tires and batteries, trust and care at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high of 66. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy at a low of 63. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and breezy, high of 80. Sunday, also a chance of rain, chance of thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high of 80 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 47 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Makes you wonder, you know, having the Reggie Bush discussion, like if someday they're able to unlock genetic codes to be able to do the same thing as steroids and performance enhancing drugs did for athletes. You know, if there's this same look back for Barry Bonds or Mark McGwire, or Sammy Sosa, and go, well, you know, it was against the rules then. Maybe not now.
Barry Bonds should be in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Well, you got to get behind Pete Rose in line.
Barry's better baseball.
Doesn't matter. Pete Rose was first. Barry Bonds cheated, just like Pete Rose cheated. I mean, there's...
Allegedly.
Okay. You're right. The circumference of his head was just a biological thing that...
People age.
I age. I'm way older than Barry Bonds. I still wear the same hat size. Come on. Stop with this Barry Bonds stuff. But it makes you wonder, though. I mean, yeah. In a similar kind of way, these were the rules years ago.
Yeah.
But now we've unlocked something that's a little different. And really, they're getting the same thing that those guys were getting back then. But we don't look at it the same way.
I know I was being silly about that. I think Pete, in the vein of what they did for Reggie Bush, perhaps Pete Rose would be more likely.
No, they would not. He would be less likely because betting against that is still taboo. Nothing has changed. In fact, they've doubled down.
What on I
that.
Meant, you're right. I was just going off the thought that Reggie Bush's things didn't directly happen on the field, where the things that Bonds and McGuire, Roger Clemens and the like happened on the field and directly violated the play, I guess.
Yeah, but right now they have.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing worse than gambling.
The deal with the devil is we're taking all the money, and when we take all the money, we're going to vilify this even more.
Now, you're 100% right. Yeah, Pete Rose got further buried the moment the gambling got allowed.
That was it. And it's even more so today than it was. We're not looking back and going, oh, those old tight rules that don't apply anymore.
Yep.
Just ask. You know,
Jonte Porter.
Yes.
You know, Calvin Ridley.
Well, and Jonte Porter is actually a great example because he was literally impacting the game.
Yeah, he was both, actually.
So, anywho, we'll see.
Hey, did you get your F1 sporting news this morning?
Which one?
About Nico Hulkenberg?
Yeah, I did. I got that actually yesterday afternoon.
I saw the smoke of it. I didn't know if it...
Going to Audi, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. There were a couple of moves. We don't have a race this week, so we've got to manufacture some of this. They're coming to America next week. Miami will be in play. Here are the couple of things I read that are interesting. That Miami might be Logan Sargeant's last race.
Oh, it's his home race.
That's the reason.
It's now or never.
Here's what I've heard and what I've read, and this could all be complete gossip, but there is news out there that the young kid that Toto wants to be the Mercedes driver, who's 17 years old, maybe 18 now, but is doing very well on F2, that they're making moves to loan him to Williams to kind of cut his teeth a little bit before they make a big decision about who's going to replace Lewis Hamilton when he moves to Ferrari next year, and that spot could very be at Williams replacing Logan Sargeant. And then it's a very different thing. It's not like in the NFL, you loan people to,
right.
There are all kinds of really strange rules and partnerships and these junior programs and all of that. And I have no idea, but that is sort of the gossip that is going around after the Miami race.
And they're letting him drive in front of his family and all that, and then they're going to boot him.
That's what I read.
Man.
Look, this world is worse than the Real Housewives world on the gossip stuff. It could be absolutely wrong.
He seems to me like an okay driver, but here's his downfall. In his okayness, he also makes the mistakes of putting the car into the wall.
Yeah.
His mistakes are bad mistakes. He's fine. Otherwise, he's not great. He's just fine.
He's Mick Schumer.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. That's a good comparison.
And when you're down that low, they don't have the money to keep replacing all those cars.
Nope.
You know, you get to Red Bull level, they'd rather you crash than not try.
Right.
Down at that other level, it's like,
I mean, they were almost out of cars.
Yeah. Got to call Gene now. Oh, what's that? Yeah, I did read both of those. I'm not sure about I don't know why Nico Hulkenberg keeps a seat. I don't have anything against the guy at all. But you got all of these talented, talented kids.
Yeah.
And if you look at the number of people who are out of contract at the end of this year, we could be looking at a completely different landscape next year, you know, for F1. Like almost half of it unrecognizable, you know, but they just keep, like baseball, like other sports, just recycling the same old people. He's never had a podium.
No. And I understood why they the team he's on now, Haas, had him and Magnussen. It's like, we need to eliminate variables and see what's in the car. But him going to another car to compete doesn't.
No.
He's not going to compete.
Haas did this. Well, we got two rookies. Well, that didn't work out. Well, we'll go get two vets. That didn't work out. You had two bad rookies. You had two bad vets.
Right.
It's not a rookie vet thing. It's like you got two guys that don't win.
Right.
In a car that probably can't win.
Certainly can't.
So what do you think is going to happen?
Right.
Now, I have fun watching Magnussen and Hülkenberg a little bit, but I don't have really any attachment to it. So I saw the Audis coming in, and they're like, I mean, through 2025, right? 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I think about all of the young talent out there. I mean, you got Felipe Drugovich still sitting, you know, 2 years after winning F2. You got Teo Pourchaire. I mean, you've Behrman. Oliver's, he's, you know, locked in with, you know. There's a lot of kids out there. Liam Lawson still doesn't have a seat, for crying out loud. Maybe Danny Rick's done after Miami. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
It's going to get nuts. I mean, it's going to be shaken up considerably.
So Audi's coming in to take over the Sauber team next year, but it really isn't Audi the year after switch. That. Yeah. So it's confusing. I don't know. Then what does Haas do, you know, because they're going to be losing a driver. And it will be interesting to see, because this past season, 23 heading into 24, was the first time in a very long time where not a single driver switched.
Right.
I mean, a very long time.
And you're going to have complete teams with new lineups next year. I mean, Zhou and Bottas are both going to be gone, certainly. You're going to – I mean, you could see full shakeups.
You think so?
Yeah.
Even the China connection, I mean, some of this stuff is not just performance.
It went from, hey, do you think this could happen, to a lot of articles I've been reading, like, it's expected, this is what's going to happen.
But with a grain of salt with all of that.
Of course.
Because I have never seen a more gossipy sport that is wrong all the time. I mean, even what I just told you about Logan Sargeant, I mean, it could be just made up.
What if that dude goes and gets a podium?
He's not going to get a podium.
Would mess everything.
Now, Formula One, by the way, is launching Formula One Channel in the USA ahead of next week's Miami race.
What does that mean?
Well, they're going to do all of the race replays, all of the highlights, classic Grand Prix, documentaries. And here it's going to be available through Amazon Freevee, Pluto, Samsung TV Plus. So, you know, you won't be able to watch. ESPN has the deal with the live race for now.
And their own app. So, yeah, they've got their current real-time broadcast partnerships. Yeah, F1 app.
Yeah, and then ESPN has the broadcast rights for right now. But if you want to be able to go rewatch stuff or see documentaries or old races, you're going to be able to do that through Amazon. I don't have Pluto TV, but I do have Amazon, so that the Freevee part of that. So, you know, F1 fans can kind of tap into what European fans and Asian fans have been able to do for a while, and they're bringing that straight to America right ahead of the Miami race.
I had that same experience with WWE. They offered a free month with their app a few years ago, and your free month, I timed it with WrestleMania, and my logic was, I haven't done this in a while. I'd like to check it out. Also, I imagine I'm going to spend a whole bunch of time watching old races, or in this case, old matches and documentaries. I imagine that's a great way
to get people. So it's not only F1, it's F2, it's F3, it's F1 Academy.
Yeah.
And so like 5 days after the race, you know, it will all be like from every race, and then they'll fill it in with all the other stuff.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of that stuff. I check out a good amount of it in their app. So it's put together with the same care as their other product. So. Yeah, that's a good get. That's nice.
I think it's a placeholder, you know, until they figure it out. I don't know how long the deal is with ESPN, or, you know, what all that's going to look like in a few years. ESPN has just got it. Like, the problem with ESPN, unless you have the ESPN Plus, is where they move stuff if there's a, you know, a delay, or, you know, if it rains, or they've got a lot of safety cars, you know, you end up getting cut off at the end through your cable subscription.
Right.
I can't imagine that's where that stays.
No, it's going to be.
Well, they made their own streaming service.
Yeah. They're going to, in the United States in particular, they're going to partner with either Prime or Netflix or Peacock or somebody, and they're going to get the whole suite of things.
the F1 app, I will no longer probably need to subscribe to it because it will be part of, you know, whichever service that I have.
Mm-hmm.
WWE model is exactly that. And other leagues are going to do the same thing as well.
Yep. And, you know, they got a 42 million television demand audience here in the United States of America that wants more of it. And I like the fact that they're kind of figuring out a way to kind of give it to you basically already if you're doing what most people are already doing.
Yeah, they want to brush into people where they're at and give them a chance to
Smart.
Try. Yeah.
Smart. So I wanted to mention that. And then I want to talk about Amazon a little bit. We've had this discussion before, but I was looking at some of these add-on charges. And I'm wondering to myself, are they really smart? Or are they really dumb?
In regards to what?
The add-ons.
Meaning, like, you could go in there and then get Showtime or something?
No, I mean, like, grocery delivery and pharmaceutical. You know, they've upped the price. They added the ads. They've done the thing. You know, at what point in your mind do you feel like you're getting value for an add-on versus, well, no, I felt like I was getting this all as one price? And which part of that is fair or unfair from the consumer point of view and from their point of view? I know how you feel.
Yeah.
But when I look at the price of the add-ons, it's not out of the norm of what you do in life.
Right. We have changed some consumer habits, and they are helping us along with that. They do the loss leader to get you in, then they stair step you up, double, triple your price.
But have they tripled the price of Amazon? I don't think so.
Well, they've at least doubled it.
Have they doubled it?
Wasn't it sub 80 and now it's like 150?
It's been 99 since I bought in.
Okay, then it's at least 50% higher because it's what, 150, 180 now?
I don't think it's 180.
It's not cheap anymore. I'm not saying it's not a good value.
Okay, but describe what cheap is and then what
$4.99 a month
cheap. $4.99, I mean, you're talking about streaming? Are you talking about music? Are you talking about photos and storage? Are you talking about what? Because Amazon gets lumped in with Netflix.
They lump themselves in.
But that's fine. But it's not the same thing.
Well, it's not, and it's not the same thing for all customers. Someone might literally only have it for the photo service, and so it's a bad deal. I don't want all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Or I only want my groceries shipped. Why are you charging me for all this other stuff?
But those now are add-ons, and this is what I want to get to about whether they're really smart or they're really dumb. I don't know what the answer to that question is. But $139 a year if you pay annually.
Okay, what if you don't pay annually?
Well, okay, I don't know.
I mean, that matters.
Well, it does. $14.99 a month. You know, I think it was $9.99 when I signed up, and I've been a member for a long time.
Yeah, so it's $179.88.
Okay.
So $180.
If you pay monthly mm-hmm. versus the one-time charge, mm-hmm. which that's always been the case in life about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to cost you more over 12 months versus paying up front.
I'm not mad about the discount for paying at all. Certainly not, but that's probably not the bulk of their payments. The bulk of people probably are paying $180.
Well, that's how home ownership works and everything else, right? I mean, a guy who comes in and pays cash for a house is not going to pay the same amount of money over a 30-year loan. I mean, but the unfair charge, I think, about Amazon to people that criticize is that it's so much more than an entertainment streaming service.
Yes, and if you use all those features, it's a value.
Yeah.
If you only have it for one thing, those other things are essentially creating an overhead for you that you did not ask for.
Okay, but it was part of the deal when you signed up. Now, the new stuff, what do you mean?
They have changed the terms. So part of...
Change the terms, you mean change the price?
They literally downgraded 100% of their users on the video side. 100% of their users went from here is something we have added to your shipping with no commercials. Now to get that same service that you've had for all these years, you will now pay us more. They downgraded everybody.
Okay, but what else in life doesn't go up in price? What else in life?
I didn't say go up. How many places come to your table and go, give me back some of those fries? Those don't come with this anymore.
Okay. We got to take the break, first and foremost, which I was trying to do, and I knew you'd get exercised about this. But the add-on feature now seems to be like we're not cramming this down your throat. We're offering for you this to you for a higher price. You know, you can add this on to your thing. And then when I think about the stuff that they're adding on, grocery delivery, pharmaceuticals, you know, doctor's visits, and you look at that versus the price of insurance. What other company does it? Insurance companies. Oh, you didn't have any claims last year? Tough. 35% increase. You think Amazon's the only one taking away? Okay. So if they give you some of these things and you start looking at the pricing and you think, really, that's not that bad a deal. But we think of it because we still compare it to Netflix. I mean, pricing wise. Oh, that ought to be $7.99 a month for all of it. We'll talk about it. Axios just had a really good story just about all of what they're bringing as an add-on and whether or not people are saturated and whether this will work or not. And I kind of feel like we're heading into a perfect storm of insurance costs versus bureaucracy versus wait times just to get, you know, or I can do it on my iPad and it's $8.99 a month. And that doesn't look like that bad a deal to me sometimes. All right, we'll be back after the break. Nick's got your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy and a high of 66. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a low of 63. For Saturday, a chance of rain, chance of thunderstorms, cloudy and breezy, high of 80. Sunday, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high near 80 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 47 degrees. Your WSOY time, 6:50. And this look at your weather brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Celebrating a graduate and looking for fun stuff for your party? Then look no further than the Party Shop in downtown Decatur. Stocked with paper goods, party items, cards, and all sorts of balloons. Yes, even balloons with local school names. Add arches, garlands, and more for your party decor. Order today and don't delay. The Party Shop, 411 North Main or 217-872-7777.
We all want our young athletes to have a competitive advantage. If you think buying the newest, most expensive baseball bat or glove is going to give your kid the competitive edge, it's not. At Decatur Orthopedic Center, we know what matters is being an athlete. Being faster, being stronger, and more explosive. If you are looking for the edge that's going to give your athlete their peak performance, look at the Athletic Performance Program at Decatur Orthopedic Center. Visit DecaturOrthopedicCenter.com or call 217-864-2665 for more information.
What can Dell Brown Services do for you?
Dell Brown Services can do just about anything for you. A variety of hauling and delivery. You need that old carpet hauled away?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Have a basement or garage full of items that need cleaned out?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Dell Brown Services, offering delivery from all major chain stores, cleanup, and removal of unwanted items from your home. Need it hauled or delivered? Dell Brown Services is who you call. We are fully insured and reliable.
Call Dell Brown Services today at 521-9495.
Making County Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rural King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Thursday, June 7th.
Can't see what that woman been doing to me.
Tickets on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, we're back here on a Friday. The DPS 61 Spotlight coming up at the top of the hour. We'll check in with Mark Tupper. Lots of news with the draft and the Bears and all of that. And a little later today, Angela will be with us from the YMCA. So the if you look at the $2.99 optional fee for the ad-free Prime Video option, that category over there, the story and Axios starts out about the grocery delivery service that they're offering.
It's like $10 a month, right? $9.99.
It is. The costs are adding on the grocery feature will cost $120 a year for the average Prime member who already pays. It depends to $9.99 a month for just anyone. But if you have a registered EBT card, it's $4.99 a month. Okay, so if you do that math, that's $2.30 a week for unlimited grocery delivery. I look at the grander scheme of things of what people pay for whatever, fast food, whatever. That doesn't seem like a lot if I'm the person who wants my groceries delivered.
No.
Right? And it's also a choice. I mean, you're not just going, here, Nick, you have to have this whether you use it or not, which is the argument made on some of the other stuff that you're making. Mm-mm. But this seems to be the path they're going down because the prescription drug program, right, is literally $5 a month.
Yep.
The one medical is $9 a month. Mm-hmm. And if you start looking at that world, the world of prescription drugs and medical visits and doctor's visits, I mean, it's pennies on the dollar.
It is important to realize that to get the $2.99 a week or whatever, however you figured that, you also have to pay the $14.99 to have all the other stuff, even if you don't want it. You can't just say, I want the $3 a week delivery service.
Right. Because that business model can't work for a company. Right. They can't do that. Then I look at, okay, so I get my groceries delivered for the literally $2.30 a week. I get unlimited photo storage. I mean, who's not taking pictures? And I mean, the new iPhone campaign, the entire thing is about don't delete me, about how many pictures people have on their phones, right? Mm-hmm. It's a great commercial. All the people in the picture singing, mm-hmm. Don't get rid of me.
Yep.
So that is where that would have been the realm of photographers 25 years ago is everybody's realm now. You don't get unlimited video, but for most people, enough to do all of that. You get a free music catalog that you're not paying a dime for across the board. You get the game stuff that I don't use, right? You get your Prime membership includes your Amazon Entertainment. You want to watch Jack Reacher, whatever. I just think in the greater scheme of things, I know there is a fatigue and there's a point where people will get, but it seems like they have decided if we have the base at this much and then we can add all these other things, and people can opt in or not, the pricing isn't bad. You're $2.99 a month, right? For no ads. That's 69 cents a week. What in the world are you getting on earth for 69 cents a week?
Well, a few months ago, I was getting no ads and I was getting Dolby sound and HDR delivered to me. Now I don't.
Okay.
I mean, these prices are prices that I pay. So I am a consumer of many of these services. I'm just saying, like, I fundamentally have an issue with
subtracting
a thing I've already been getting from you.
Happens. I just don't know where in life that doesn't happen. You used to charge me this. Now you charge me that.
That's not what's happening.
That's exactly what's happening.
No, it's not. I mean, that is one component of it. If you chart, if you take this and you go, now it costs that, that's fine. You have just removed the things I've been paying
for. Have you not had insurance before and your deductible is this and now your deductible is that and now they paid the copays on this?
Insurance is your go-to? They're just.
I have to have insurance. I don't have to have Amazon and neither do you.
You're right.
I'm just saying it's not, when you break it down for what you're getting for the price and compare it to everything else you're getting and what it costs, it's still peanuts.
I'm not going to lie and say that it's not. I mean, it is in the realm of reasonable. I agree.
All right. Well, we got to take a break for the news. But you can opt in or not for this stuff. And you might find it to be a great deal when you compare it to what the bureaucracy is charging you for all of this stuff. Maybe, maybe not. We'll be back. DPS Spotlight coming up.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories. Now, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources will participate in the America the Beautiful Freshwater Challenge to conserve and restore freshwater systems for future generations. The challenge sets a national goal to protect, restore, and reconnect 8 million acres of wetlands and 100,000 miles of rivers and streams. Concerns about the state's freshwater sources were raised during the 30 by 30 task force listening sessions in April of 2022. The state treasurer's office made almost $125 million in investment earnings from the state investment portfolio in March. Another $91 million in gross investment earnings were earned for cities, villages, school districts, counties, and other units of government that take part in the Illinois Fund's local government investment pool run by the treasurer's office. For more on those and other stories and podcasts and videos, visit our website anytime.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.